coverage of the Global Crime Syndicate meeting in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We're now into internet-only overdrive. Well, we're on the satellite stations. You can pick this up if they want. We've been talking to Paul Watson. We're talking to Aaron Dykes. And we've got two big reports. The big announcement of the global protest to convene Saturday at high noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland, and big chunks of the super secret Bilderberg agenda from the mole we've got through Tucker and others. And a lot of what Tucker's now said is also confirmed by a Swiss newspaper that a lot of big decisions are being made, as we knew. This is huge news. So that's all coming out very, very soon. I'll keep doing overdrive until I get the info and can cover it here. But gentlemen, Paul Watson, so much to talk about. As soon as you hang up the phone, you're going to remember some issues you forgot to cover. What else is important that people need to know about what's happening?
Well, Alex, there was a kind of a red herring put out because everybody said that it was going to be at the Hotel Pinsky. When we drove into town, into St. Moritz, we drove directly past this hotel. And in fact, you can see it from this hotel window as well. And it was all shut down. There was nobody there. And that's what started the rumor in the first place, because people had tried to book rooms there 4 days during this Bilderberg conference. And that was the kind of herring, but they're actually way up on the hill at a more secluded spot, which is what you would expect, because this Kapinski Hotel is right down, basically just outside the center of town. So it's no surprise that it is up at the Savretta Hotel and not at the Kapinski, which is what many had reported beforehand.
Any other points, Paul?
No, Tucker said about the Libya thing, they're terrified of Congress stopping the bombing of Libya. They want a gigantic war in the Middle East, which is the same as what they said last year. Of course, we know they're still concerned about the Greek debt situation and the euro. We had Bilderberger Kenneth Rogoff come out and say that if the Greek debt situation is allowed to spiral into crisis and if Greece defaults on its debt, then that could place in peril the euro and in turn the global currency, the regionalized currency that the elite seek to implement. So they're still very much concerned about the collapse of the euro and the breakup of the European Union. The newspaper, one of the newspapers we purchased this afternoon, talks about a Swiss energy minister attending the conference, which is interesting because Switzerland has just agreed to decommission all its nuclear power plants by 2034. And this lady, Luthard, is a Swiss, Doris Luthard, she's a Swiss energy minister, and she's been summoned to Bilderberg, and that's on the front page of the Bundner Tagblatt newspaper. So Bilderberg are obviously very concerned about the fact that their agenda with nuclear power could be coming to an end in the aftermath of Fukushima. So they've summoned this energy minister.
Well, how shameful is it that there's no coverage in the U.S. media except for the Drudge Report linking to us on Monday? I know Drudge is waiting for our big reports with the inside intel, but those will be out soon. So hopefully he'll help us break the electronic blockade. The no information zone they've tried to set up here in the United States. And so I'm Princess Leia Drudge. Help me, Obi-Wan Drudge. You're our only hope. Now, folks all over the world are listening. How exciting to think this idea for the mass protest on Saturday is, Paul?
Well, it's big because, to be frank, there's not enough people there at the moment. I mean, the conference hasn't actually started yet. There were reports of a few members arriving, but we didn't see much evidence of that. There were, the black cars in evidence, but there were no passengers. So this thing hasn't even begun to kick off, so that's why people need to get down there, and they've still got time to do so.
Absolutely. We've got videos and audio being linked in our Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Please retweet everything. We've got the big data page with the videos archived, the live streaming videos, the photos, and so much more. Gentlemen, let me say bye to you during the break and talk to you about future planning, and then I'll come back and cover a ton of vital news. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have an unbelievably power-packed, info, weapon, energized transmission for you today in the next 3 hours. I am glad that you've joined us via AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, XM Sirius, Infowars.com with the audio streams, Justin TV, live video streaming from Switzerland, Bilderberg 2011 with our reporters, Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson in the field. We are streaming live video for PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers as well. Right now, there is Jim Tucker and other press. Jim Tucker, of course, 35 years covering Bilderberg, even back when the media said he was insane, it didn't exist. Royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers meeting in secret. We've gotten their documents over the years where they openly push to abolish national sovereignty, private property for the general public, and bring in a global neo-colonial feudal serf carbon tax to shut down all human activity not authorized by them. And so Jim Tucker is being interviewed on the ground. Let's fade up the audio right now, live from Switzerland. Here it is. Right when I went to him, Tucker stopped talking. We've got a $150,000 Mercedes pulling up and looking at him, a servant of the Bilderbergs, no doubt, turning into the hotel. Looks like Bilderberg folks are already arriving. This is live video, guys, so make sure on the radio we're running the delay. Oh, yeah, they got police there outside the hotel. This is definitely Bilderberg.
Fucking bitches.
Again, right now, Matt Ryan is embedding the Justin TV free version of this. It's also simulcast at prisonplanet.tv.
Yeah, well,
to Infowars.com.
And easy, went straight through. No 10-hour interrogation for Aaron this time.
Nope.
There's Paul Watson. Okay, and the video feed cut. So they went to the hotel where they believed it was being held. They got there. There's checkpoints. There's police. You're not going up there. There's already a bunch of press. So there you have it live. I told you it's going to be absolutely jam-packed. If you're a radio listener and just tuned in, this is the new media. This is the integration of the long form, lots of guests, lots of news, lots of information that talk radio can provide, integrated with all the new technologies that are becoming more and more reliable, video, Skype, and other systems to be able to send our reporters all over the world and bring it to you uncensored by the globalists. Remember, 3 years ago, Obama and Hillary met secretly at Bilderberg in Virginia. We were there. The whole world didn't know for a day where Hillary and Obama were. They were in there making the deal for him to be president, her to step down. We predicted it before it happened from our sources inside. We called all the major national media, and they said, we want to come down there, but we're not allowed to. No newspapers, nothing, no mainstream media. While it was the top story in the country, in early June, for a day, where is Obama and Hillary? Remember, Obama loaded all the people in Dulles, a few miles away from where they were meeting, onto the plane, said he was getting on, and the plane took off, closed the doors. They said, where's Obama? They actually shanghaied, kidnapped the reporters. Remember that big national story? So they wouldn't follow Obama so he could go to that meeting. Even when we then called them and said, here he is. The motorcade just went in, him and Hillary. Secret Service with machine guns. Marines in plain clothes. They said, sorry, we don't cover that. Now, we are breaking that media blockade, and that's why talk radio has always broken the establishment control blockade. That's why they tried to have the fairness doctrine for it. That's why they want to bring it back. It's why they want FCC fairness doctrine on the Internet, as the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein has written. They do not want you getting what you are about to get here today. Now, as soon as you get Watson and them, it's great to show the crowds of reporters something they dread and hate. But let's go up and talk to the police. Let's show that video of them being turned away. All of this being archived right now as well at prisonplanet.tv and at the Justin TV channel. It's now up live at Infowars.com. Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. This year's Bilderberg meeting is underway in Switzerland, and we have reporters on the ground bringing us powerful images and video from the scene. And on screen right now, we have a photo taken by one of our crew. That was a video. The video had frozen. Continuing, the article will continually be updated with the latest images and video from St. Moritz, Switzerland. And you can go see some of those incredible high-def photos. We do have Paul Joseph Watson. Let's put him up. Paul, joining us via cell phone, tell us the name of the hotel, exactly where you are in St. Moritz, what you're witnessing there, and then as soon as you get off, I want you to just do some panning video shots of the castle, the hotel, of the police, and I want you to go up with Tucker, as we always do, or yourself, and be turned away. I want you to go up and have them tell you that you're turned away, just to show folks exactly what's going on. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, we're just down the hill from the Hotel Savretta, which is the hotel that Bilderberg are meeting at. There was speculation that it would be the Kempinski, but we drove there earlier and there was no activity. So we've located the hotel. There's an excellent shot of the hotel from just up the road, and that's where we're going to head in a moment. We're gathered with the journalists from We Are Change, Luke Bradowski, etc. Of course, Jim Tucker. And we've been broadcasting on Justin TV, numerous videos, so people can check out that Alex Jones channel for the live coverage and the archive videos. But we're just at the bottom of the hill, just in front of the security barrier. There's private security, there's police. And as Luke Radowski was saying in the Justin TV video that we were just broadcasting live, people have been asked for their ID and passports, and
Luke's passport was actually taken from him and held for 30 minutes. So the police are just saying that if you don't give us your ID, we're going to arrest you. And that's what's happening at the moment. So we're about to head up the hill and get shots of the actual hotel itself.
Okay, are you saying you don't recommend then going up to the police line because you don't want them to grab your passport?
You can actually walk up the hill and get a shot of the hotel without breaking any kind of police barrier. So,
but to be clear, I mean, Paul, to be clear, Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, who's there reporting for RT, he went up there just to the police line to talk to them, and they grabbed his, they demanded his passport.
Yeah, they held it for at least half an hour until he got it back.
Well, that's a major news blurb that we need to get you to Twitter out. Then we'll have Kurt Nimmo or Matt Ryan both doing great jobs putting together your reporting. That reporter Luke Radowski, RT reporter, had passport taken by Swiss police. Reporter has passport taken by Swiss police at Bilderberg. Police guarding Bilderberg take reporter's passport and then explain they gave it back 30 minutes in the detail. We need to get a few paragraphs out on that. That's very newsworthy. But I also don't want to give away strategy. I want to talk to you as soon as we get a break here in a few minutes to give you some directives, Paul. But I think it's important that at least one of you does go up there, even if they do take the passport. Let it be a diplomatic row that you just as a reporter walk up and say, what's going on here to the police?
Alex, what they're claiming is that in Switzerland, and I believe this is true because I've read it before, if you're not a Swiss citizen, if you're an immigrant or a tourist, they can demand your ID. Whether they can hold it is another question.
No, I understand. I understand that. The issue is the New York Times, as you know, 3 years ago, doing a review of the New World Order film on IFC, said that I was delusional, having hallucinations at the Chantilly Marriott while Bilderberg was meeting, and that Obama wasn't there, Hillary wasn't there, nobody was there. You know, they said we were insane. So, and that's still said by our media. So we need, they'll just say, oh, that's a shot of a hotel. We need, they want to keep their hoax going. Remember, just a few years ago, this still didn't exist. More and more, they're having to admit it while at the same time saying it doesn't exist because they have pure disdain for their readers. So I'll talk to you during the break. Now, Paul, continuing before you'll get that live shot and photo shots for everybody at Infowars.com and watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and all the radio listeners, go to Infowars.com and follow this video and everything that's happening. Again, 21st century cutting edge media. Years ago, these technologies didn't work well enough for us to use them a lot. Now they're really working well. Very, very exciting. This really evens the playing field to a great extent towards the dinosaur media. Let's talk about the breaking news that Swiss papers are reporting that they're choosing the new IMF head at this meeting. That's something that should be in our news here with Dominique Strauss-Kahn dominating news coverage.
Well, the thing is that Swiss newspapers yesterday reported that Bilderberg had no power, and yet today we picked up newspapers, and the main headline was the fact that Bilderberg is choosing the new IMF head to replace Strauss-Kahn, and we showed the front page of the newspaper on our video broadcast earlier, which is on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and it's just another indication that they do have real power, and they exercise it on a regular basis, much to the chagrin of debunkers who often claim otherwise. So basically, the majority of the Swiss newspapers are now reporting on it, and it's on the front page of two major Swiss newspapers that Bilderberg are deciding the new IMF head to replace Strauss-Kahn.
Now, Paul, you guys have two video cameras, two cell phone cameras. You, I guess, is Aaron jacked into Justin TV because we're not getting feeds right now?
Aaron's on his way up. They won't let you park near the security area. They make you park further away. Aaron's here now, and he's going to be filming more video for Justin TV.
All right, the number one thing we need before you go up the hill is for you to get up-close photos of the police and security, or the New York Times will say again that we are literally schizophrenics. Now, this is how dumb the readers are, that Alex Jones at an empty hotel – imagining men hiding behind trees and that there's no one there. They will say there's no one there. They don't care if it's all over the Swiss papers. We've got to have photos of the cops with the submachine guns, or they'll say they don't exist. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there, Watson. I'm going to talk to you off air.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,535.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,574.78, $787.39 for a half ounce, and $393.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,574.78, $787.39, or $393.69.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, to be clear, our video feeds are only intermittent. We have a live Twitter feed of photos pouring in that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com reporters Aaron Dykes and Paul Joseph Watson are getting live from Bilderberg 2011. We're getting more from Tucker, who has inside sources. It's also being confirmed by the major Swiss press, but news blackout here in the United States that the new IMF head may be from Mexico. We've got his name. Kurt Nemo is going to get that up in the next 20 minutes. The only mega large media outlet that is alternative media but is bigger than most mainstream media is the Drudge Report. We are behind the scenes in contact with their editors, and so look for that coverage there. Breaking news. So the best place to hear the continual coverage of live radio, live video mixes, and photos will be at Infowars.com on the section that Matt Ryan is going to be continually updating, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. Why is this so important? They're so powerful. For 50 years, they kept it secret. Only the last five or six did they have to admit that it was real. And that's why this is so important. Paul Watson, give us more intel on specifically who they're looking on trying to install as the new head of the IMF, our banker owners.
There wasn't any information that I could see. Obviously, we don't read German as to who it was. But the headline was Bilderberg to choose successor for Strauss Kahn. And that's what we worked out from the translation, which was in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, we've got sources as well, and Kurt's translating it. Yes, it looks like they may pick. We're going to have that name and more information. Kurt gave it to me during the break, but all of this is unfolding. And what's important is they decide when the Berlin Wall goes down. They decide when to launch a new war. We've gotten their internal documents before. This is as close to the secret, smoky New World Order mafia room as it gets. Watson, we're going to have you live with a full report coming up in an hour and a half, or about an hour and 20 minutes from now, a little bit into the third hour today via video Skype, joining us with Aaron Dykes as you collate more of this information. They'll continue to check in with you in the next 30 minutes as things develop via cell phone, and we'll continue to watch the live feeds at Infowars.com that we have embedded, but any other tidbits of intel you can relay to the worldwide listeners as you cover the Global Crime Syndicate meeting.
Yeah, we were talking to Jim Tucker, and we broadcast one of these videos on Justin TV, which should be archived, and he was relating the fact that his sources are telling him that Bilderberg is petrified about the resistance within Congress to their conquest of Libya. And, of course, we've had Rand Paul in recent weeks demanding that Obama legally justify the attack because, of course, it's gone over 60 days, which is in the War Powers Act. That's unconstitutional. So Jim Tucker says that Bilderberg are petrified of the fact that the resistance to that is building within Congress and that it may derail their plans for Libya. He also said that Bilderberg are planning a gigantic war in the Middle East, which of course would stretch beyond Libya and engulf the whole area. So that's on the agenda again.
And by the way, Jim came out 3 months before and said Bush will endorse within 6 months carbon taxes. Everybody laughed at him. Happened. Jim said the Berlin Wall will fall and called the month. Margaret Thatcher will be fired. Called it. Later she talked to him on record, said, yes, they ran me out. He really has multiple sources. I'm getting chills right now. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people steering our planet, and they are scared. They are upset by the demonstrators. They're upset by the coverage. We've got the intel streaming in from our sources right now. Paul Watson, anything else that Jim told you from his sources?
We've got the video just in TV. There were numerous things, but those were the main ones. I've got Aaron Dykes here if you want to get some words from Aaron.
Yeah, let's do that. We're going to come back from break and go to Aaron in the long segment. Matt Ryan, we're going to put you on hold, Paul. Thank you. Paul Watson reporting from Switzerland and St. Moritz under police guard there, the globalist criminals, the mafia being guarded by the police from the evil media. Matt, the globalists who have put Switzerland having its sovereignty destroyed on the front burner, by the way. There's the enemy of Switzerland right there in any sovereign country. Matt Ryan, give us an update. You're going to be continually today updating, so is Kurt Nemo, this special video page that's going to have all the archive clips and the live feeds there. One-stop shop, Infowars.com.
Yes, basically it's going to be a collaboration of all of our coverage of Bilderberg from start to finish live. Our live stream is embedded in there. We also have the Twitter feed at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. That is embedded into that page, so you can go to one page, you can get all the information, see the updates as they come out, and that'll be in addition to all of the coverage that's done by Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and the others.
I'm really proud of this team, Matt Ryan.
I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, you're kicking Sirius hind end, and Matt Ryan is also a writer for a major technology publication, but we'll be working more with him in the future in his deep investigations of Google. That is some groundbreaking bombshell info. That's coming up in the next few weeks with Matt Ryan and others here on air with us. We'll be right back with more of Matt Ryan and our reporters in Switzerland. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We have been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
Meeting, openly getting ready for their new IMF head, openly planning a gigantic new war in the Middle East on record, fomented by Western governments, the U.S., Israel, and England, openly fomenting the Arab Spring. 2012, 2011, Bilderberg coverage, and so much is happening. Meanwhile, the news is insane, and that's all coming up with Gerald Celente later. We have the new generation of the naked body scanners. We have incredible economic news unfolding. SWAT team breaks down man's door over student loans. We have Americans being arrested everywhere for credit card debt. Debtor prisons are illegal. The Department of Education now has federalized local police that will bust down your door and they kidnapped the guy for 6 hours over student loans. The bankers are coming. The bankers are coming. Paul Revere, 40-something years ago said the Redcoats are coming. No, ladies and gentlemen, the banksters are coming. Not your local bank, not your credit union that are real banks. The big mega global six banks, the big mega five banks in the U.S., Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. These are people like Bank of America that control the issuance of the currency and credit worldwide, and their leaders, their heads, are meeting with royalty right now to decide the future of our world and our brave dogged reporters, our gumshoe, straw hat reporters are on the scene. They're covering it. We're showing live video. They drove up the hill past the police checkpoints that are at the entrance and are attempting to get people shots. There is Aaron Dykes in the video that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can watch. Also, we have the free video feed at Infowars.com embedded in the article, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg. Continually updated right now. Get this link out to everybody. Also follow the video feeds at twitter.com/realalexjones. That Twitter feed is there at Infowars.com. U.S. funding for future promises lags by trillions. USA Today. OPEC talks breakdown. No deal to lift oil supply. That means oil prices will only go up. China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Associated Press. This is red level. Reuters. Similar headline. Gold, little change after Bernanke comments. Bernanke speaks. Stock market plunges. I mean, this is insane. And all over the country, every day I see articles now, arrested for debts. And then it turns out they're not even allowed to do it by law. They will announce court dates, never tell the person to be there, and then arrest them for failure to appear. And then intimidate them. There are police. They're up close to the militarized police there that are at another one of the entrances. There is the hotel where they're meeting. We take you now live to St. Moritz, Switzerland, where the crime syndicate that has engineered a global black hole of debt, 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, impossible, hundreds of times the wealth in the world, cannot be paid back, sucking the country dry, 27 trillion, most of it went to foreign banks. As we told you for years, we were right, now admitted in the Bloomberg suit, getting the documents. Do you realize there are the criminals? There are the people openly wanting world government, openly wanting carbon taxes to shut down all their competition and selectively let GE heads who do attend these meetings be able to have the only power plants, to only let Obama supporters and globalists not have to buy the insurance. Aaron Dykes, they're reporting from Switzerland as World War III has prepared the Middle East openly, Rand Corporation calling for it, as the dollar plunges, as they talk about dollar default, as Moody's and S&P say it may default, as everything begins to accelerate, there you are. And where is the international mainstream media? Nowhere to be seen. Swiss news with insiders reporting they're preparing to pick the new IMF head, not the governments of Europe and the U.S., but the corporate leaders. This is incredible. Aaron Dykes, I mean, I'm excited, folks. You get excited about football games, folks, in the pregame. I get excited about my children's future and identifying the globalists, because if we identify them and not their front puppets, as Brzezinski said last year, as he warned the CFR that the world was awakening, it's over. They can't commit these crimes. People are rioting worldwide, from Greece to Iceland to Portugal, to Spain, to Ireland. The Irish Times says Ireland is being conquered by private banks. We must stop the bailouts, which are, again, the bankers say they owe this. Our pension funds are all tied into it. They hold us hostage and say, give us unlimited trillions, pay us carbon taxes, or we'll destroy you. Aaron, you are there in the belly of the beast. I salute you. Tell us what's happening.
Alex, I'm here surrounded 360 degrees by the beautiful Swiss Alps, with next to the biggest hotel, the Hotel Suvretta, overlooking the rest of the area here in St. Moritz. They've got private security as well as police. They said the private security's been here since yesterday, our sources tell us. They have makeshift surveillance cameras on every rooftop and sub-rooftop. They have floodlights, I guess, so they could see if anyone is sneaking around. They've got ID checkpoints and cordons set up all around the perimeter. They've even tried to block off part of the view at the security checkpoint where they have a trailer set up for the limos to come through, so the attendees can't be easily photographed as they come in. and it's quite a scene. We've got We Are Changers here from here in Switzerland and elsewhere in Europe. Right now there's a couple dozen. They're expecting as many as 200 to even 500 later in the week, so we'll see how that plays out. But they also say some of the attendees have already arrived. Others, obviously, will be coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of the Maybach, Super Mercedes, and others going in. I've seen those before. They're there. And if we see diplomatic cars coming in, you know, Hillary's in Europe right now with her special friend. That's a whole other scandal that is the wife of Wiener. So Wienergate's only the tip of the Wienergate. We've got all that happening. This is so huge. And we've got Tucker and others with inside intel. Give us some of the things that that our inside sources are telling us are on the agenda. Some years, Tucker's source even sends him the internal agenda report. Get that immediately. Get it out. Folks can also follow it at AmericanFreePress.net. Give us your report, Aaron.
Well, of course, a lot of it Paul Watson just relayed to you, but of course they do want a wider war, according to Tucker's sources, and it makes perfect sense. They've primed the field with the Arab Spring and the semi-nonviolent, although, of course, a lot of violence behind the scenes, kind of under the covers. The hot war in Libya, which is likely to expand further, and obviously they're looking at Syria and other locales surrounding the Iran point on the map. Of course, we also have the Dominique Strauss-Kahn news breaking that they're looking to replace. By way of parallel, you remember a couple years ago, Paul Wolfowitz had his own sex scandal for hiring his mistress at the World Bank. He stepped down just before that year's conference at Bilderberg, and they reportedly did choose his successor there in the meeting, which ended up being, of course, Robert Zoellick, head of the World Bank.
Unbelievable. And Kurt's got the intel through our sources that they're looking at a particular finance minister out of Mexico to head up the IMF. That would be a big shakeup, because when they go through these rounds, it's just like Bilderberg only comes to the U.S. every 4 years. Three of the 4 years they meet in continental Europe or England. Now the word is usually only one out of 4 years or rounds of IMF head position, will it be an American? So if it's a Mexican, that'll show another major North American Union move.
Yeah, that is a huge development, because, of course, the World Bank traditionally goes to an American, the IMF traditionally to a European. So if they were to bring Mexico into the fold, that is quite an expansion and obviously a sign they want to partner with other developing nations and bring more people into the centralized global government system.
Aaron, we're going to continue to check in with you, and coming up in the third hour, we're going to do a video Skype from the hotel. I may actually change that and just have you guys from the site continue to report and then perhaps do a overdrive with you guys today. For those that don't know what overdrive is, it's up on the satellites if stations want it, but it's also at prisonplanet.tv, the audio and video streams at infowars.com. So play it by ear. I'll let you know in the next 45 minutes, talking to you off air, whether you want to stay there at Bilderberg or go to your hotel to start filing your reports and also doing the video feeds. But we've got so much news here. There's a media blackout in the United States. Drudge is the only place on Monday that did carry our report about the high-level Swiss politician, basically a member of their Congress, calling for Kissinger's arrest if he shows up. So we're waiting for Drudge.
And he's indicted in France also.
And he's also
been indicted in France.
And under EU rules, he should be arrested, but Switzerland kept his sovereignty. So then the globalists can still come into there. The power of sovereignty is a double-edged sword. Of course, the EU is not going to arrest Kissinger to begin with, but who knows what could happen. We'll continue to watch that. We've got another headline that needs to get out, that there is a high-tech surveillance grid of police and makeshift cameras, that they are planning a gigantic war, that they're looking at the new IMF head. They're pushing they're worried that there's an awakening in Congress to Obama saying that the Libyan war would last days, not weeks. Now they're saying it'll last into Christmas, into next year, maybe for years, as long as it takes. And again, we've got video feeds right now of Aaron joining us on air. Let's continue with that shot with the Swiss Alps in the background. I envy you guys, but I've got to stay here in the rear with the gear and direct all of this. Aaron, continuing, any other points that you'd like to add for folks?
Well, you know, it's hard to know offhand how clear the video is. These tripods.
It's crystal clear.
Surveillance cameras. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, in case the video is not, they have these surveillance cams on makeshift tripods really about every 10 to 20 feet on every ledge, every sub-rooftop of this enormous and very gorgeous hotel. So that's very interesting.
Ask Paul, who's shooting live video right now for viewers at InfoWars.com, to center the camera, because you can't really zoom with that while you're streaming. Center the camera with...
Center on those tripods.
Yeah, center on the tripods, and people can then focus in and see the cameras. Is that what looks like a lamppost right there? Is that the cameras you're talking about?
There's lampposts in the foreground. Beyond that, you'll see a short ledge with a building that is at its highest point about 10 feet and its lowest point only about 4 feet.
Yeah, tell Paul.
The tripod is there.
Tell Paul.
Zoom in if you can and center on those cameras, please.
Yeah, and tell Paul to stay there. I want you to step in front of him for folks watching.
Stay on that.
And step in front of Paul.
And let me step in front of him.
And then point.
I'm back up just a bit because we're right up against this cordoned off zone here. But as you can see behind me, there are the makeshift surveillance cams, which I have not seen at the previous years. And in addition to the surveillance cams, every few feet, every 10 or 20, they have floodlights just to make sure, obviously, that they're seeing everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting development.
Yeah, because media is so dangerous and so evil compared to the globalist criminals. Okay, we see you, Aaron. Point directly to where it's at.
Okay, you can see here the first surveillance cam, and then behind it on the higher ledge, there's another one next to it, a bank of lights. Behind that off to the right, a second bank of lights. Further off to the left, more banks of lights, more surveillance cams, all on these lower ledge roofs. And that's just, of course, what's visible because we know they have snipers in place, smaller cameras surveilling for the ceilings. Obviously, it's an extremely high security zone.
All right, I'm going to make a call right here. Let's go ahead and do the third hour with you guys via video Skype. But if you're not ready by then, we'll just push it to the last half hour. I see you got the high-powered 35-millimeter lens there. That's what your support folks paid for, so we can able to bring you this hardcore coverage. This cutting-edge 21st-century coverage. Get shots of the cops with that super high-def 35 mil. Get shots of the floodlights. Get shots of it all. Get back. File blurb reports at InfoWars and Prison Planet as articles. We'll then take those and put them into master articles for Drudge and others that I know are standing by for this breaking news coverage. So spend another 20 minutes there, and then get back to the hotel and file your reports, because obviously... You could also take Twitter photos with your, how many megapixels are those iPhones? And then here at our office right now, we could blow up the still photos that you're posting at our Twitter feed at InfoWars.com, and then we can blow those up here and get that out to people as well. And you're in the field, Aaron. I'm just the general back here at Command Base Delta. What do you want to do? That's my idea. But you're in command there on the ground. What do you want to do?
Well, I think that makes perfect sense, Alex, so...
Well, no. I mean, you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, we'll stake this area out for another 20 minutes, and then we will head back to the hotel for a high-quality connection for later in the program. And I'm sure by then we're going to know even more, because there's limos constantly coming in. A lot of them are empty, but I believe they keep them in a continuous loop. That way any arrivees don't have to be inconvenienced, for one thing. Also, if they need to access other areas without being seen. You know,
now, we have the 2000 Super Zoom video camera. Obviously, you guys are staking out a good place to start early in the morning when the global scum arrives en masse, just like I got footage of Queen Beatrix and David Rockefeller and others. So, obviously, find a good catbird seat.
Right.
You can get on a mountaintop and zoom in on their faces with that camera we got.
Yeah, it's an excellent camera, and it's worth noting, by the way, there's no true freedom of the press or freedom of speech here. The police are asking for passports in many cases, and we've learned from our sources, if you refuse, you can be arrested on the spot. So that's another aspect of the police state area.
Yeah, they took Luke's passport for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you witness that happen?
That was before we got here, so... what he told us about it.
Absolutely incredible. Well, that's an important thing. RT is there and working for RT. RT reporter, a passport taken, which for those that don't know, that means he was detained because he couldn't travel or get out of Switzerland without it.
And they did threaten to arrest him, from what I understand.
Okay, well, we need to get all that intel to Kurt, who I know is listening. So, RT reporter, we need to add that as update blurbs to your article, Matt Ryan. RT reporter, passport confiscated, detained, threatened with arrest. And that was for simply walking up to the police line and talking to them?
Yeah, that's just for standing in an area very similar, very close to where I'm standing right now, Alex.
Meanwhile, Obama offers bailout for Greece, which means a bailout to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, that the president of Greece on the Goldman Sachs payroll, their former finance minister, they set all this up 2 years ago, bragged about it. That's been in mainstream news. And so more of our tax money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan for their, you know, hundreds of billions in profits and bonuses. This is insane. Aaron, you were about to say something?
And, of course, all those banks that were bailed out, or at least a great deal of them, were directly CEO'd or chaired by members of the Bilderberg Steering Group, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland. The list goes on and on. People like Peter Sutherland, who was also BP and Royal Dutch Shell chairman. Those guys ran failed banks, and they got bailed out, and now they're the ones profiting from it, of course.
Well, Aaron, I know, do you have a mini tripod to put that iPhone on it? You can zoom in there and get some photos of that and Twitter it right now to the InfoWars Twitter feed. Get that done, do whatever else you want, and get back to base, start filing reports. Filing reports comes before you joining us via video Skype.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Oh, Okay, Luke Radowski up there on the side of the mountain over where Bilderberg Group is meeting is just popping in with us for a few minutes. He'll be back later today with Aaron and Paul Watson all reporting. He is an RT Russia Today reporter, of course, founder of the organization We Are Change, anti-globalist organization. Briefly, Luke, tell us how they took your passport, why they did it, what happened.
I mean, as soon as I came here, I started making a little bit of noise. I tried to actually walk in there to have a dinner, and I got shoved by one of the police officers. And then 30 to 40 minutes after that, a whole bunch of police officers ran up on the crowd and demanding passports. They came up right to me, and they were like, "We want his passport. We want to see your documents in their language," and we had somebody translate. I asked them why, and we were informed that if we do not give our IDs when asked, even without probable cause, that we will be sent to jail here in Switzerland. That's how tyrannical here the police are acting right now. And they actually took my passport for about 30, 40 minutes, documented, written it down, and I guess I'm yet on another database somewhere. So that's what happened here.
I hear the private security company has an all-seeing eye as their symbol.
Yeah, it's pretty Orwellian here. I mean, it's pretty crazy with the surveillance cameras and lights that they're setting up here. There's police officers all over the place. They even put up a white tarp so nobody could take photographs of the cars coming in here, just like we, previously documented Madeleine Albright.
They're rolling out the red carpet for the banksters to take all their stolen loot from us and bank it there. And you did catch, of course, Bernanke there years ago in Virginia, Madeleine Albright. So they're really rolling out the red carpet for them, it looks like, compared to anything we've ever seen, Luke.
Exactly. And even I'm here talking to We Are Change Switzerland. They're telling me that this is a public street that they're blocking off. They're having private security teams working with the Swiss military and Swiss police blocking off a public sidewalk right here, threatening people with arrest. And we've been informed there's no freedom of speech here. There's no we have pretty much no rights here. So we have to be pretty careful. But, we're still going to stand our ground and we're going to document everything as we can. And we're going to try to send a message to these elitist banksters who are trying to rule this world right now that we're not going away and we're going to expose them as much as we can.
Is the criminals. History's being made there, the resistance and the crimes they're committing inside the violation of the Logan Act with U.S. officials that go. Luke, we're going to be talking to you today if we can and over the next few days. Great job. God bless you. Folks can find him at Luke Radowski, We Are Change, at Facebook. God bless and be safe, Luke.
Thank you, brother.
All right, there goes Luke Radowski. Going back to Matt Ryan, we got Gerald Celente coming up about 8 after next hour. I got incredible global news. You worked here a few years, Matt Ryan. It gets crazier and crazier every day now where it's just I've got literally over 100 articles here today that I could talk all day just about one of these. And there are the people that are setting it all up at this meeting. They're running things illegally, and there are the cops worshiping them.
Right, and they're setting up basically a big ship, and they're saying you have to be one of us to be allowed to be on this ship while the rest of the world drowns. But you know what? Ships leak, and even the Titanic can sink. So we're going to be there. We're down on the ground, and believe me, if there's a leak, we're going to find it.
Well, we've got intel inside as well. We've got incredible breaking news. We've got a codified articles. Tell the radio listeners and satellite listeners out there about InfoWars.com and this special page that you're continually updating.
Basically, there's a page up on InfoWars.com, and the title of it,
Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated.
Right. On the top of the page, you'll see a live video from Justin.tv, which is basically Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and the rest are down there, and they're transmitting live throughout this conference. Right below that, you'll see the Twitter feed from Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and they are tied into that, and if there's a photo or anything they need to get out in a hurry, it's going to the Twitter. So you'll be able to find that on that page, and right below that, all the articles we have about it, all the photos that are taken, everything in archives are going to be on that page. It's a one-stop shop. Get the word out. Spread it. Get that link out to as many people as you know, and let's spread the word about this.
Absolutely, because we're seeing a media blackout here in the United States. Let's break the blockade. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. We're going to do a keyword search coming up. Haven't done that in over a month. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.